You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, this is the William Hill Racing podcast with myself, Bobby Beavers. Delighted to be joined by Chris Pimelot. Racing action this afternoon is from Wolverhampton, Brighton, Musselburgh, Tipperary, Newmarket, Haydock and Chelmsford as well. William Hill Racing Radio will be live at 1:40. Join Alex Dunn, Leona May and Craig Forsyth. Now, as I mentioned, this week, or should I say today, I'm joined by Chris Pimelot. Pimmy, how are you?
Hey, Bobby Beavers, what a pleasure. I've heard so much about the icon, the legend from Lancashire. And, you know, just brilliant to be working with you, Bobby. A pleasure.
It was all going so well there.
It was going so well, but you'll start to get the idea of it shortly.
Great stuff.
It's now, called in at the deep end, Bobby, when you're with the Pimmers. Can you swim?
I can, just about, anyway.
Okay, that sounds good to me, then.
Right then, if we look ahead, it's obviously the weekend's action. Of course, there's some quality racing at Newmarket and also at Haydock as well. We'll talk about that very shortly, Pimmy. But it is the 2018 the Shergar Cup live at Ascot on Saturday. Looks another cracking renewal.
Oh, it does indeed, yeah. I mean, it's a one-off. It's a bit unique. It's a bit like you, Bobby. And, you know, the thing about it is it gets a big crowd. It gives us a different view on the racing, as in we don't normally race as a team unless you come from across the water. And sometimes they do have team tactics, but we're not going down that road today. But the thing is, it's great fun. It gets you once a year race goers going there. And it looks exciting. Shame Frankie couldn't make it, but great replacement to him in the shape of Gerald Mosse. So, yeah, all good. Yeah. And there's a girl team, which I think they won it, was it 2 years ago, when Sammy Joe Bell picked up the golden saddle or whatever.
Yeah, our very own Sammy Joe Bell, absolutely outstanding, fantastic jockey she was, and she rode a couple of winners that day, and the girls team actually won it. There is obviously four teams on the day. They are Great Britain and Ireland, Europe, the rest of the world, and as we just mentioned, the girls as well. Now, just slightly turn attention elsewhere, Pimmy. There's a cracky card at Newmarket, also a cracky card at Haydock as well. If we start first with the Rose of Lancaster, it's a Group 3, I believe, is it? A Group 3 race at Haydock. El Wazir, who was undefeated this term.
Yeah, again, typical, isn't it? Straight away, they've got you into the Rose of Lancaster Stakes. Happy days. You must be feeling homesick, little fella. Anyway, yeah, Al Wazir, son of Frankel, unbeaten, as you said, so far this season. You'd have to imagine that there's an awful lot more to come from this fellow. Owen Burrow's horses have been in reasonable form of late. Jim Crowley has been knocking in plenty of winners. So certainly he's a very, very interesting runner. But I think Communique is an interesting one as well from the Mark Johnson yard. He succeeded last week at Goodwood, over to the same trip as Tomorrow of a Mile and Two. He's very tough. He's very consistent. He has to go forward from that Goodwood success. But being a Mark Johnson runner, you'd imagine that well could be the case for him. So Communique to win the Rose of Lancaster.
And talking of Group 3 action as well, there's a really competitive Group 3 at HQ. It is the Sweet Solera Stakes. Main Edition competes in that, trained by Mark Johnson. This year's Albany winner.
Yeah, indeed. And to be fair, the wheels fell off last time, didn't they, for him at Newmarket in that Group 2 race. But I think, again, it should be a reconnaissance mission, really. With the trainer that we know can get them to bounce back from disappointing runs. And I'm almost certain that she can get the job done tomorrow afternoon. Again, you've got to forgive sometimes in this game, Bobby. Mm-hmm. It's not easy sometimes either. But with Mark Johnson, he's a trainer that you can forgive with, knowing full well that they can bounce back. The other interesting one in there for me is Penny Whistle. She's fairly unexposed. She got her head in front last time out at Newmarket. There could be an awful lot more to come from her, with her connections being John Gosden and Dettori doing the steering. So, real interesting race, but I think it could be a quick fire double for Johnson.
Yeah, Mark Johnson as well. Not forgetting, he was the champion trainer at the Goodwood Festival for a 12th time this year as well. Right then, so we've had a look ahead, Pimmy, to what's happening on Saturday at Ascot, Newmarket and Haydock as well. But we need to look ahead to today's action. And you picked two races as normal. First one you've gone for at 4 p.m, the Brighton Bullet at 6 furlongs, being the distance. What's your selection there?
I tell you what, Jimmy, I hope we're not going to be doing too many podcasts with you, because this seems to be going on an eternity. We've had more races.
It's because we can both talk, that's what it is. We're both talkers.
That's right. Well, I maybe should shut up and then let you just get on with it.
Well,
but
I didn't
anyway.
Want to say, no, I'm joking.
Of course you are. The Brighton Bullet, it conjures up all sorts of things, doesn't it? And it conjures up in my mind a lofty first prize. And then you look and it's only 7,800. You think, what the, that's all about? But anyway, interesting race. Jack Taylor, I think he's named after the famous Lancashire football referee.
All right.
He's been in good form of late, this fella. And again, he comes from a yard that's in good form, that of Richard Hughes. And as I say, just again, not clear run last time out at Goodwood behind Lord Riddiford. I think, again, he can come back to some sort of form. He is a C&D winner as well, and that's all important over this tricky 5 furlongs at Brighton. Poala Victor, well, again, he's 8 now. But again, he keeps running consistently without quite getting there. But again, he's a player, with Poppy Bridgewater taking a valuable £7 off him. Big Lackey knocked on the door. Door hasn't opened. But Jason Watson riding out of his skin. 8 from 39 in the last 14 days, 21% strike rate. Certainly that'll lack nothing from confidence from the rider there. And the other one I thought was interesting was, again, the horse that was named after you, Bobby. Monumental Man. Goodness gracious me. But I think he's got two chances, little and none. He wouldn't be for me tomorrow. So, all in all, Jack Taylor.
Jack Taylor then to win the Brighton Bullet. That goes off at 4 p.m, as we say, at Brighton. And the other race that you've selected as well, Pimmy, the 7:40 at HQ. It's a filly's handicap. 1 mile is the distance. I think Godolphin have got a good hand in this, haven't they?
They have indeed, yeah. It's an interesting race for the girls. Again, I don't know how you pronounce it. Kossi Kazi, I think, number 2 on your card.
I'll take your word for it.
Up £10 for its win last time out. Ocean Murphy, again, another one riding out of his skin. 15 from 61 rides for the last 14 days. 26% strike rate. So, again, he knows where that jam stick is, does Ocean. And, again, despite that £10 rise, she could well be a player, Kossi Kazi. Of the others, Red Starlight's interesting, been running well for the Hannon Yard. Again, course and distance winner in the past. The Millmans are represented by Daddy's Girl. She's been in great form of late. Thor Hammer Hansen. Does that not conjure up something like an actor, not a jockey? Yeah?
If you say so.
Well, have you heard of a jockey called Thor Hammer Hansen before?
No, but it's a very good stage name.
It is, that's what I'm
very
saying.
Very good stage name.
Could well be on the stage with our very own Ross Briley at the Edinburgh Fringe, maybe.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's not. He's at the races tomorrow night. Fountain of Time's interesting. First time on the turf for Charlie Appleby. He's been in great form, as too is his pilot, William Buick. 17 from 65, 26% strike rate the last 14 days. Can't go wrong. It's a shame those stats weren't for William Buick, though. They're actually for Sylvester D'Souza. Who takes the right on Morning Has Broken for David Ellsworth. But competitive, as you'd imagine. But I'm going to side with Red Starlight, Richard Hannon, Ryan Moore.
So that's the selection of Pimmy there for the Phillies Handicap this evening at Newmarket. Pimmy, it's great to work with you for the first time. Can we do this again?
I think the powers that be might look into this first and make a decision. You know what I mean?
Just say yes.
Well, let's hope so.
Let's hope so. That's, Bobby,
because
that's promising.
I can see it's a relationship that's going to go forward. You know
blossom.
What I mean?
It's going to blossom.
Gel. Whatever you want to call it. We can do it, Bobby.
Don't forget, William Hill Racing Radio is live this afternoon from 1:40 p.m. Alex Dunleona, Mayor, and Craig Forsyth guiding you through the action this afternoon at Wolverhampton, Brighton, and Musselburgh, later on at Tipperary, Newmarket, Haydock, and at Chelmsford. But from Chris Pimelot and myself, Bobby Beavers, enjoy the rest of the racing action. And don't forget to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.